Ever wondered why the person who once made your heart flutter now makes your blood boil? How a simple conversation about dinner plans can escalate into a screaming match about your entire relationship? You're not alone. What makes Fruzetti's approach so powerful is that it's grounded in dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, a revolutionary psychological framework that has proven remarkably effective for relationship conflicts. Unlike generic relationship advice, these techniques offer concrete strategies for couples trapped in destructive patterns, helping them transform conflict into connection. When emotions run hot, we forget our love for each other. This emotional dysregulation hijacks our thinking and behavior. Our emotional system encompasses feelings, thoughts, physical sensations, and others' responses. While validation naturally soothes emotions, invalidation intensifies distress. We all have different emotional vulnerabilities. Some people are highly sensitive to others' feelings, while others need direct communication. Reactivity affects expression intensity. High reactivity produces quicker, louder expressions, while low reactivity allows more processing time but might fail to convey importance. Recovery time also varies between individuals. These differences create relationship challenges. When emotionally aroused, instead of communicating our desire for closeness, we become defensive or critical. Disappointment about a partner's lateness emerges as accusations rather than expressing longing for connection, triggering the partner's emotional arousal and creating conflict cycles. Over time, couples develop predictable patterns. The engage-distance pattern is particularly problematic, where one partner pursues discussion while the other withdraws, leading to escalating emotions and eventual outbursts. The consequences extend beyond relationship dissatisfaction to depression, anxiety, and health problems. Like dancers balancing individual steps with partner awareness, effective couples balance personal needs with partnership through mindfulness of self, partner, and connection. In relationships, reciprocity means your actions affect your partner and return to affect you. Mindfulness involves balancing our thinking and feeling selves, what Marsha Linehan calls reasonable mind, emotion mind, and wise mind, their integration. This balance requires describing situations without judgment. When we interpret, judge, or get consumed by emotion, we react ineffectively. Describing both external events and internal experiences interrupts reactivity. Consider Maria's experience when Oscar worked late. Her initial disappointment transformed into anger through judgments about him and shame through self-judgments. These interpretations increased her arousal, leading to a destructive argument. Had Maria noticed her judgmental thinking, she could have simply acknowledged missing Oscar without escalation. Mindfulness extends to our partners, too. Being mindful means noticing and describing without evaluating. Observing physical details without interpretation keeps us present and curious, creating the foundation for listening and understanding. Before improving relationships, you must halt destructive patterns through commitment and practice. Self-righteousness damages relationships. When both partners believe the other deserves punishment, resolution becomes impossible without someone stepping back mindfully. Refusing to escalate conflict isn't surrendering, it's strategic self-preservation. The win-lose mentality actually creates lose-lose outcomes, while stopping the fight cycle creates a triple win, maintaining self-respect, preserving your relationship, and preventing harm. Most conflict patterns are predictable. By identifying your partner's triggers, you can prepare alternative responses. Use distress tolerance techniques like distraction, spiritual comfort, sensory soothing, or social connection. Link triggers to constructive alternatives through mental rehearsal. When emotionally overwhelmed, use graceful exit lines. Acknowledge the fight and express your desire to stop, share primary emotions, or suggest a break. Edgar and Selena's story demonstrates this. By rehearsing, "I miss you," "this fighting is hard on me," "can we take a break?" Edgar interrupted their typical 3-day recovery cycle. When conflict dominates relationships, partners often avoid shared activities or remain emotionally distant despite physical proximity. Bringing mindful attention to togetherness can release negativity, lower defenses, and create genuine connection. Neutral situations can become triggers for negativity. Recondition these by establishing a comfortable relationship spot without negative associations where you mindfully contemplate your love. When visited regularly, this spot becomes a charging station for warm feelings. Create a tangible collection of relationship reminders, a scrapbook, photo album, or box of meaningful items that evoke positive feelings about your partner. These tools help access your genuine feelings when negativity threatens. Distressed partners often turn away across all relationship domains. Being together requires not just physical proximity, but cognitive and emotional presence. Avoiding unpleasantness through distraction functions like an addiction, requiring increasingly intense diversions. Even unhappy couples spend time physically together, but without positive interaction. Active togetherness means occupying the same emotional space while letting go of judgments, noticing your partner's presence descriptively rather than critically. After reducing reactivity and reactivating your relationship, effective communication becomes possible. The couple two-step involves partners taking turns expressing themselves while the other listens and validates. Communication encompasses words, facial expressions, body language, and nonverbal cues. Effective expression requires mindfulness, awareness of primary emotions, releasing judgments, staying present, and focusing on long-term goals. High emotional arousal transforms primary emotions into secondary ones, causing us to express reactions rather than genuine feelings, like Tiffany expressing anger at Mark working late instead of her primary longing for closeness. Anger typically signals deeper primary emotions. Judgments and secondary emotions create a destructive cycle. The solution is being descriptive, focusing on observations and primary emotional responses rather than evaluations. Direct communication creates understanding, while indirect communication fails to express true feelings. Self-judgment can make us ashamed of our desires, causing us to undervalue legitimate needs. Accepting your desires as justified enables honest communication, even when risking disappointment. For effective communication, match your expression strategy to your goals. When seeking understanding, support, validation, or soothing, we have emotional goals. Effective strategies include directly stating what you want or describing the situation while focusing on feelings. Validation means communicating understanding and acceptance of your partner's experience. Research shows distressed relationships contain high invalidation, while happy ones feature abundant validation. Validation completes communication cycles, soothes emotions, reduces reactivity, facilitates negotiation, builds trust, and enhances self-respect. Importantly, validation differs from agreement. You can validate without agreeing. Partners with different preferences can acknowledge each other's desires without necessarily accommodating them. Simply recognizing someone's experience provides powerful validation, especially when you don't share their perspective. Some reactions make sense due to particular circumstances. Partners with negative experiences in previous relationships may overreact based on history rather than current reality. Other reactions are universal. Anyone would respond similarly, like worrying when your partner is late. While validating emotions is crucial, understanding your partner's desires helps you know them deeply. When someone accepts our thoughts, we feel relaxed and comfortable, especially with potentially defensive opinions. Our relationships transform not when we find someone who never hurts us, but when we navigate inevitable conflicts with compassion. By practicing mindfulness, breaking destructive patterns, reconnecting through presence, expressing ourselves accurately, and validating our partner's experience, we transform conflicts into sources of strength. The journey isn't about eliminating disagreement. It's about creating a safe harbor where both partners can weather life's storms together.